Inquest hears how rider died in Wallingford crash. A Harley Davidson rider died after crashing into a car while trying to overtake an inquest herd. Vitor José dos Santos Figueira, who lived in Wallingford, died on Saturday, September the 27th last year, after a crash between Wallingford and Cholsey. The 51-year-old goods assistant, who was born in Lisbon, died at 5 p.m. on the same day of the crash, which took place at about 1 p.m. along Wallingford Road. Police reported at the time that Mr. Dos Santos Figueira was riding a black Harley Davidson motorcycle, as he was involved in a crash as he overtook a black Audi A4. An inquest was held into his death at Oxfordshire Coroner's Court on Monday, April the 27th. The inquest heard the medical cause of death was given as massive head trauma and that he died at the scene. It was heard that he crashed into an oncoming vehicle after losing control of his motorbike. The record of inquest said Vitor Figueira died on September the 27th, 2025, at Wallingford Road, Cholsey, while riding a motorcycle. He was involved in a road traffic collision during an overtaking manoeuvre, lost control, and was subsequently struck by an oncoming vehicle. He sustained catastrophic head injuries and sadly died at the scene. The coroner's conclusion was that Mr. Dos Santos Figueira's death was caused by a road traffic collision. Last year, tributes flooded in from members of the public following the incident. Robin Jones, Oxfordshire County Councillor for Beaconsfield and Garsington Division, described the incident as incredibly sad. "It's an incredibly sad incident for any neighbourhood and reminds us of the importance of our road regulations in keeping everyone safe," he said. "We must all aim to think of the greater good when driving on our narrow roads and beyond our immediate needs, timings or urgencies." Gavin McLaughlin, Oxfordshire County Councillor for Benson and Cromarsh, said, "It's never nice to hear such news stories. Obviously, I'm very sorry to hear this and do send my condolences to his family and friends. We still have way too many accidents on our roads, which is why we're looking to reduce speed limits and thus, hopefully, reduce the number of fatal and serious accidents." Sadness was also expressed by members of the public. Lee Cannon wrote, "Condolences, my Harley brother. Sleep tight. I'm thinking of family and friends at this very sad times." Lorraine Dwyer added, "Comfort to the family and friends of the victim." An inquest is held to establish who the person was, how, when, and where they came to their deaths.